after a couple of tough offensive series, is a third series, you open up with that 50-yard pass play, and then really the offense really had smooth sailing for the rest of that first half. Kind of a tough second half. Defense played pretty well tonight. To your overall assessment of tonight's game?
First half, you know, really, really well. You know, pretty happy. Second half, you know, just kind of a learning experience where we come out flat and we didn't play very well. We turned the ball over and made mistakes. You know, so it's kind of mixed emotions for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, but you had to like how Drake McCray played. He had 8 catches tonight, caught the ball really well, and boy, that interception in return for a touchdown right in front of your sideline there, that was read nicely for him by him on defense.
He made a great read on that, you know, and, you know, he has a lot of talent. He just, you know, he needs to catch the balls that are catchable for sure. You know, had a drop or two in the second half that kind of looked like last week. You know, definitely the first half was a giant highlight film for him. You know, but, you know, he's capable of finishing a little bit better than that all the time.
Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here, our post-game Beavers winning it tonight 35-6. In that first half as well, Bo Hess looked comfortable throwing the football and looked like, you know, a much different quarterback than last week.
Bo played really well first half. You know, like you said, you know, pretty good choices. Second half, you know, got a little flustered, didn't make the correct reads. Threw the ball some places that he had some other check downs that he should have thrown the ball somewhere else. And, you know, like the other guys, it's a, you know, kind of a learning process for him too. He can get on film and he can look, and, you know, he needs to realize, you know, what all the routes are on that particular play. And if the primary route is taking, you know, where his check down routes should be, you know. So, you know, the last interception, you know, was just not a very good read for sure. We had a back coming out of the backfield that was, you know, pretty open, probably could have got the first down. But, you know, it starts up front. In the second half, you know, they whipped our guys up front from tackle to tackle. We bobbled probably 4 snaps, lost 2, you know, fumbles. We lost 1 on the goal line with Cooper. You know, so, I mean, we gave away some stuff. You know, if you score that one right after half and it goes 42-0, then, you know, got a chance to, you know, pull your guys out a little bit quicker. And, you know, playing a full game is not all bad, though. I mean, the condition-wise, you kind of see where you are. But at the same time, you know, we should have had that thing wrapped up a lot quicker than what we did.
Defense doing a good job of slowing down Colby's running game, making them have to pass it more often than maybe they normally are accustomed to.
They did. I mean, you know, they had the one drive where they started on about the 3-yard line where they ran right at us and, you know, drove it up to pretty close to about midfield. You know, so, I mean, that, you know, with their size and with their quickness right there, you know, maybe something that they will look at, you know, the rest of the year also as far as, you know, just running right at, because they got some monsters up front and got some good athletes in the backfield. You know, we had some, you know, broken containment at the end where the quarterback escaped. You know, they cost us a touchdown on the board. You know, just kind of, like I said, kind of disappointing in the second half. You know, I told the guys out there, you know, pretty mixed emotions as far as first half. You know, couldn't be any more, you know, pleased. Second half, couldn't be probably any more disappointed.
Oh, Goodland comes to town next week. Holcomb beating them looked like 51-6 tonight. But Goodland, they're in their third coach in 3 years.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I can't tell you anything else. You know, we don't look that far ahead. And, you know, I know they got, you know, a heck of a receiver and, Villa and, you know, had a big week last week, and that's about all I can tell you.
All right, Scott City winning it here 35-6 over Colby. Coach, congratulations on the win, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.